This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Did you know that the Pope is on Instagram? Coleman, I know you're on Instagram, aren't you?
Yep.
Do you follow Pope Francis on Instagram? The Pope is on Instagram.
No, I had not known, and I will give him a follow, though. He seems like an interesting character.
I don't partake in Instagram. Though Pope Francis, and again, I'm Catholic. I've told you that if you listen to this show. Coleman is indifferent. Should I call Coleman when it comes to religion? But I have a bunch of Facebook friends who are Catholics, and some of them, I mean, many of them are not happy with this Pope. They call him the commie Pope, the communist Pope. I mean, because he's done some things outside of the normal Pope box. Look, I don't want to be the one that puts the Pope in a box.
Doesn't he drive around in a box? Don't they put him in a box whenever he's...
The Pope-mobile is box-like.
Okay.
But Coleman, this is the same Pope, the one that's on Instagram, and he liked the picture, or at least someone from the Pope's Instagram account liked a picture that some are saying is very controversial. That's how I found out that Pope Francis is on Instagram. But this is the same Pope that used to sneak out of the seminary, that they used to sneak out of his residence over there in Vatican City. He used to sneak out and he'd hand out rubbers to people. And you know how the Catholic Church feels about rubbers. They're not the biggest fan. I mean, because Catholics, they want people just to do sex to procreate. That's it. They're not big fans.
It's the irony of the Pope having to sneak out, but God sees everything.
What's the point of sneaking out? The Pope sneaks out and he gives out rubbers to people and such. And then, of course, a few weeks ago, he made international headlines when he said that the Catholic, and I'm paraphrasing, we talked about this when it was headlines, but he said that that Catholics need to, be nicer and be more forgiving to homosexuals. You can't kick them out of the family because homosexuals need families too. And then people were saying, what? He's talking about gay marriage, and some people were absolutely, I know some Catholics that were, they were losing it.
Well, he actually called it a civil union. He didn't use
That's right.
The word
he did use the term civil union.
So he didn't say marriage. He said he's okay with homosexual civil unions.
And again, we're paraphrasing. But a bikini model has claimed that Pope Francis's Instagram account liked a racy photo of her dressed in stockings and suspenders. 27-year-old Natalia Garabato.
She's a babe.
Said the pontiff's verified Franciscus account was among the 133,000 that clicked like on an image of her standing at a school locker with a white crop top and a skirt barely reaching her behind. I mean, it is a nice picture, although I can't imagine the Pope clicking like on that. So either he did, or someone has hacked into the Pope's Instagram account to click like on a racy photo of a 27-year-old woman.
All right, so let's say the Pope actually did like this bikini model's Instagram picture. Is that necessarily a sin? Like, is she doing anything wrong in the picture?
She's not, but if the Pope is clicking like on that picture, there is something askew there.
He's not supposed to like it?
As a Catholic, I don't expect that type of behavior from my Pope. This is what she said. Quote, "My mum may hate my ass pictures, but the Pope be double tapping." Unquote.
Yeah.
She's Brazilian. She was contacted by the media outlet Barstool Sports, and they asked her a few questions. They interviewed her, and that was one of her answers.
So she has over 100,000 likes on this one picture, and she just happened to find the Pope's name. That means did she go through all of the 100,000 names and just found the Pope, or is she the type that just want to see who likes all of that? That's a lot of names to go through just to find the Pope's account.
You know how some people are on social media, Coleman. They follow every last thing that everybody and anybody does on their social media account, whether they click like on something, whether they unfriend them, whether they, whatever the case may be, mm-hmm. there are people that really pay close attention to this. And whether she was the one that saw it or someone that works with her or one of her friends saw it, I'm not sure. But she claimed to have seen the apparent papal seal of approval before it was removed. So evidently on Pope Francis's Instagram account, there's an official papal seal of approval. You know, on some social media accounts, what is it, Twitter? They give you a check mark.
Yeah, a blue check mark.
If it's a famous person, if you see the check mark next to it, that means Twitter has verified that person tweeting is that famous person that they say they are.
I don't see nothing wrong with the Pope liking the picture. I mean, it's not like she's sinning. She's just standing in front of some locker rooms with a crop top on. It's not like she's worshiping the devil on the pictures or doing anything satanic or sacrilegious. She's just chilling next to a locker.
Yeah, but you put this on top of what he said, what the Pope recently said about homosexual civil unions, how he was cool with that,
mm-hmm.
and how he sneaks out of where he lives in Vatican City and he passes out rubbers to people. I mean, he's done some things that have people scratching their heads, that have Catholics, a lot of Catholics, not only scratching their heads, but calling him the commie Pope, the communist Pope. So she responded to the Pope liking her racy picture on her Instagram account by saying a couple of things. She wrote, quote, BRB, on my way to the Vatican, unquote, along with a prayer emoji. She put the prayer emoji right next to that. And then she wrote, quote, at least I'm going to heaven. She joked. Unquote. I don't know if that's a fact or not.
See, that's where she made a mistake. Let's say the Pope did like her picture, but now she's going on putting a spotlight on him. Now he had to remove the like. See, if she'd have just been cool with the like, maybe nobody would have ever even noticed out of the 100-something thousand people that liked it. But she saw the Pope's name liking her photo. Now she had to make a big deal about it. Now the Pope's like, dude, what are you doing? Why are you snitching? Now he's going to be more hesitant to like other pictures that he may find on Instagram. That's pretty cool.
She then said, she was joking, I guess. She said, I'll teach you a thing or two. And then she put right next to that a red devil emoji.
Mm. The Pope better watch out.
So after she did this, it made international news, of course. I mean, when the Pope, from his account, clicks like on a racy photo of a 27-year-old Brazilian model. So after she made news by talking about this, the like is no longer there. And it is not clear if Pope Francis controls his own Instagram account or not. But the news of that like made news all over the world. Quote, God created that ass. Yeah, just appreciating the Lord's work. shouted one of her followers. My man's just admitting God's creation. Leave him alone. So the Pope has some people who are coming to his back.
Because of her back.
Oh, because of her backside.
Yeah.
And, well, anyways.
Yeah, I don't see nothing wrong with it. I mean, I think liking a hot woman next to some lockers is just as cool as liking a kitten or a puppy dog on Instagram. If you like what you like, you know?
Well, I don't know if we'll ever find out what happened here, if it was actually the Pope Francis, who clicked like on that photo or not, or like I mentioned earlier, someone hacked into his account, or maybe there's someone that he hangs out with up there in the Vatican that he showed that to, and someone else clicked like on that. But after it made news, the like was removed.
Well, we don't need to know.
You could unlike.
We don't need to know, because God is all-knowing, all-seeing, and omnipotent, so he knows what's going on, and that's really all that matters.
That's right. God knows exactly what happened, Coleman, with Pope Francis's Instagram account. I mean, that may have even been someone who just was saying he was Pope Francis, and it could have been someone else. But, boy, with the things that this Pope has done in the past, I wouldn't put this past Pope Francis. And maybe he just made a mistake by clicking like on the very racy photo of a 27-year-old Brazilian model via an Instagram account that says it's Pope Francis's Instagram account. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Coming up on the show, we will talk about big announcement that came out of the city of New Orleans yesterday, how there will be no Mardi Gras parades this year for Mardi Gras because of coronavirus. And the tax cheat mayor here in New Orleans, Letaxa Cantrell, she wants people to send in other ideas about how they can celebrate Mardi Gras 2021. And those have to be sent to her by December 5th. I wonder what some people are going to send her. But we're going to talk about that coming up. That's at 7:05 this morning. I know there's a bunch of people who are upset about that. And it's going to be the first time since 1979 that we didn't have Mardi Gras parades. And in that year, we didn't have them because the New Orleans Police Department went on strike. And they didn't have the cops to work it. But Mardi Gras parades have been canceled before that as well. The Civil War, World War I, World War II, the Korean War. I think there was the Yellow Fever one year. New Orleans had a fever. So we'll talk about that coming up in 1 hour at 7:05. Did you see yesterday where New Orleans congressman, a congressman from New Orleans, a United States congressman from New Orleans, Cedric Richmond, said he's leaving his congressional seat and he is going to join the Joe Biden administration as a senior advisor. Cedric Richmond has been congressman out of New Orleans, a United States congressman, since 2010. So for 10 years, he's been a congressman, but he's going to step aside. I mean, it's a pretty big gig when you can get a job as the senior advisor or as a senior advisor to the president of the United States of America. And even though I live in the city of New Orleans and Cedric Richmond has been my congressman, my United States congressional representative for a decade now, I don't agree much with him politically. From what I understand, though, he was and still is to some extent a great athlete. Because every year they have the congressional, well, they did before coronavirus. Every year they have the congressional baseball game. And from what I understand, for a few years in a row, he was the pitcher for the Democrats. And he was tough to hit. Do you remember another one of our congressmen from Metairie? Steve Scalise.
Yeah, he didn't
during,
have a good.
Well,
yeah.
during a practice for one of those congressional baseball games, he almost got killed.
Yeah.
He was shot, and he survived that. But yesterday, Cedric Richmond announced that he is leaving his United States congressional seat to go be a senior advisor to Joe Biden in the Joe Biden administration. So now they're just going to have to pick his replacement. They're just going to have to choose him or her, whoever's going to replace Cedric Richmond. And evidently Cedric Richmond will have a pretty big say in who is going to replace him. I don't think much will change. It'll probably be someone exactly like Cedric Richmond.
So they just get to pick somebody? Are there certain requirements that need to be met, or they just pick some random person?
No, they can pick whoever they want to pick.
I'm throwing my name in the hat then, see if I can get in there.
Why? Who do you? I have, to be honest with you,
mm-hmm.
I mean, I love living in the city of New Orleans, but whether it's our local politicians, our tax cheat of a mayor, members of the city council, or whether it's our national politicians that come out of here to represent us on a national level, like my last congressman, Cedric Richmond, I'm pretty sure, I mean, as someone who rides the libertarian bus, that's me, I'm not going to agree politically with anybody who comes out of here politically. I mean no one.
Even if it was me, that's what I'm saying. I'm going to put my name in a hat. If you could just pick a random person, there's no qualifications.
I would agree with you because you sit next to me on the Libertarian bus in the back.
Right.
And, you know, you do have a chance to win in New Orleans because you are black.
Yeah, that's true. Bowman. That's also true.
I mean, but let's face the facts. I mean, you have to.
Well, I'm going to have to submit it. I'm about to submit a resume and see if they'll choose me to replace Mr. Cedric as he advises Joe Biden.
As a matter of fact, he is. He's 47 years old now, Cedric Richmond, and he is the former chairman of the CBC. That's the Congressional Black Caucus. And if you won, you'd be the CBC, too. You'd be the Congressional Black Coleman.
I would take out the modifiers, though. I'd just be the congressional guy.
But he's a guy that grew up here in the city of New Orleans, and as he said yesterday, you can go from Osborne to the White House, and he was talking about Osborne Elementary School, where he attended.
See, that's positive. I like when people talk like that, saying that you can come from somewhere like Osborne, or you can come from somewhere like the Calio. You can go from anywhere. Whether, you know, it's a rough neighborhood, a low-income neighborhood, an urban neighborhood, and you can still make it to the White House. I agree with that.
That's what he said.
Yeah, that's cool.
And so he had this press conference yesterday morning after our show at the Lakefront Airport here in New Orleans. And some of the people that might replace him, that might take his spot, some of the possible candidates were there at Cedric Richmond's news conference yesterday.
Oh, I wasn't there.
They include state senators Troy Carter, Jimmy Harris, and Cleo Fields. They are all state senators. And one New Orleans City Council member, matter of fact, my favorite New Orleans City Council member, again, a woman that politically I don't agree with, on very much at all, but she's so damn good looking. That would be all right for me. New Orleans City Council member, Helena Moreno. Oh, wait, I don't want to sound like a gringo. Helena Moreno.
There you go.
Wouldn't that be something if Helena Moreno became the congressperson, the congresswoman who came out of New Orleans? Now, I don't know if she's going to get picked.
Yeah, well,
she's not black. She's Latina. And unfortunately, in politics, especially one side of the political spectrum, they view so much through race.
That's what I was saying. If she makes
everything it, seems to be about race.
She's going to join a squad if she makes it. With
she's going to be part of the squad.
If she becomes, she's
with those
she's
two Muslim congresswomen
with AOC
with the Democratic Socialist from New York City.
She's a prime
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
She's a prime candidate to join a squad.
You know, the squad, they're already ripping Joe Biden for him picking Cedric Richmond.
Why? Because he's a male?
And well, that's one of the reasons. And he's not, I guess, radical leftist enough. The squad is not happy with some of the people who Joe Biden is picking to be part of his cabinet. They're not radical left enough. The squad is upset about that.
The squad is always upset.
And the squad, if you're wondering who they are, they're a group of younger congresswomen, two Muslims, the one from Michigan and the one from, what, Minnesota? And then there's the one black woman from Massachusetts, a congresswoman. And then there's the Democratic Socialist, the former bartender, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, who's very easy on the eyes.
AOC.
But she is what you would call far, far left politically. That group is called the Squad. You know who wore a squad pin with their pictures on it, on her lapel before? Our tax cheat of a mayor here in New Orleans, Lataxa Cantrell, who owes the IRS, the federal government, over $100,000 over the last decade in unpaid taxes, yet she can run a city. She can't pay her own federal income tax, her and her husband, who's a lawyer. Can't do that. But boy, she can run a city. So anyways, that's the... That's the latest. So Cedric Richmond leaving his congressional seat here in New Orleans, and we'll find out who he picks. I hope he picks Elena Moreno, because she's easy on the eyes, even though I disagree with her politically. He's leaving his congressional seat in the United States House of Representatives to be a senior advisor to Joe Biden in the White House. I used to sing about Elena Moreno. I was so attracted to her. I'm Elena Moreno.
Hey, it's 2020, John.
So?
We can't. All right.
What do you mean?
You know, because sometimes they'll say you're appropriating the culture by singing a Latin song. And
no, I'm paying her respect.
That's what I would say, too. Yeah. But, you know, in 2020 with the cancel culture, they'll still be like, well, even so, you know, so just be careful.
All right, well, good luck, Elena Moreno. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Have a birthday today. Well, I'm sure there's several people who have birthdays today, but I have one in front of me here. Happy birthday to Megyn Kelly. Remember Megyn Kelly?
Yeah, I remember Megyn Kelly.
She used to be on Fox News Channel, and then she went to NBC News, and she lost her job. I mean, she was making millions and millions and millions of dollars a year. And she lost her job for an inappropriate, or what they said was an inappropriate Halloween comment when she was talking about people wearing blackface. Remember that? Well, now I guess she's doing her own thing on social media. She does her own Twitter, and she has her own podcast, that kind of thing. But she's really good looking. And today, happy birthday to Megyn Kelly, who is 50 years old. According to a new poll, 25% of Republican women want Megyn Kelly to return to Fox News, and 60% of men think she should go do porn. So happy 50th birthday to Megyn Kelly here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. So this trend continues to keep happening. This trend with adult, married, very attractive women getting arrested and getting in trouble for doing sex with underage males. Usually it's school teachers. That's what we've become accustomed to over the last few years. But this story right here really had me scratching my head. Married woman lures teen boy away from Mormon seminary for hot tub sex romps. A woman who admitted she did sex with underage teenage boys at her home, remember this woman's married, will avoid having to register as a sex offender following her plea deal. 35-year-old Amanda Catherine Steele has already admitted to doing sex with underage teenage boys before she was sentenced last week. Actually, sentenced yesterday. The district judge there said that this woman must spend 90 days in jail, followed by 7 years on felony probation. In exchange, the judge suspended a 3 to 10 year prison sentence that could still be imposed if Ms. Steele is not successful on probation. It means if she can't stay away from underage teenage boys. She will also avoid having to register as a sex offender. You know what they call sex offenders in Canada, Coleman? Sex offenders.
Ha.
According to the investigators, this married woman, Ms. Steele, was engaged in an apparently consensual relationship with a 17-year-old male who she would do sex with at her home and at his home. The male was reportedly encouraged to skip school and Mormon seminary to do sex with Ms. Steele on multiple occasions. Steele was first arrested last year in 2019 after her husband caught her in a hot tub with another underage teenage boy. And she admitted she was doing sex with minor teens, even allegedly filming one of the romps.
So she admitted to having sex with underage boys. She has it on video that she's having sex with underage boys, yet she does not have to register as a sex offender. Something about that doesn't add up to me. I don't get why she shouldn't. She's clearly a sex offender. She admitted it, and she recorded herself doing it. I don't see why she doesn't have to register as a sex offender. I think it's only fair that she registers as a sex offender, even if she gets a lenient sentence like 90 days in jail. She should still have to register as a sex offender.
Well, maybe she's got a really good lawyer. Here's what a deputy wrote in the police report. Got the police report over there. The victim, yeah, I'm looking at this woman's mugshot. This 17-year-old boy was no victim. And by the way, I've got her mugshot and this story on our website at bayou957.com if you want to see her. She's a looker. The police report says, quote, the victim told me he knew several of his friends did sex with her, too, but didn't know anyone else besides a second victim who had been under 18. That's what it said in the police report. One teenager said he didn't want to press charges against Ms. Steele, saying he didn't think it was a big deal, unquote.
You don't say.
Wow, can you imagine being a teenager, being 17 years old, 16 years old, and you're doing sex with this very, very attractive 35-year-old woman? And yeah, and by the way, yes, there is a double standard here, which I always say. Because if this was a 35-year-old man doing sex with 17 and 16-year-old girls, he should be beaten, jailed, beaten again, then tarred and feathered. But I remember what it was like being a 16-year-old boy, being a 17-year-old boy. Coleman, you do too. And I'm looking at this woman's mugshot. And remember, your picture and your mugshot is not your best day. That's just something you dream about when you're 16 or 17 years old and you're a boy. Something you dream about.
Clearly, the only victim here is the woman's husband. He's the victim.
Yeah. So,
she should still have to register, though. She should register as a sex offender.
Like that woman in Lakeview?
Like the woman
who lives near our friend?
Yeah, did she ever get that box of chocolates you left for? Or you don't know. You just left it in?
Yeah, one of Coleman and my friends who lives in Lakeview, he got something in the mail a few months ago, and we talked about it on the show. What he got in the mail was basically, it looked like a postcard, but it had a mugshot of a very attractive woman saying that this woman just moved in right down the street from you, and we're telling you that because she's a registered sex offender. She got in trouble for doing sex with an underage boy. And that's what has to happen when any registered sex offender moves into your neighborhood. You know, 99% of them, they're schlumpy-looking dudes. They're men. But every so often, like in my buddy's neighborhood in Lakeview, you get a really, really good-looking female registered sex offender moving into the neighborhood. And yeah, one day after he sent me that and I saw that after the show, I drove over there and I stopped at a Walgreens before and I picked up some chocolates and then I stopped over at the liquor store and I got some champagne and I went by over there and I hung out outside of our house for a while, but I never saw her.
Yeah, sorry to hear that, John.
Well, anyways, if you want to see this woman's mugshot and the story, very attractive, how this 35-year-old woman named Amanda Catherine Steele Got a good plea deal. You know, basically avoided a lot of jail time. She'll do a little bit of jail time for doing sex with multiple underage boys under the age of 18, mostly 16 and 17 years old. I've got her mugshot. This trend continues. And the story on our website, Bayou957.com. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And yesterday, here in New Orleans, an announcement was made that many people were expecting as it came out of City Hall, the idiot box, that there will be no Mardi Gras parades rolling this Mardi Gras season. Upcoming in 2021. And look, I'm not happy about it. It totally sucks. But if you've been paying attention to the news lately, you will see that they are telling us that coronavirus cases, people testing positive for COVID-19, are skyrocketing all over the country. And I know there's a percentage of people that just don't buy any of this. They believe that this is not a second wave of coronavirus. This is now flu season. Some people believe that. And I know there were a lot of people who believed that coronavirus was more political than anything else, even though, what, about a quarter of a million people have died of it here in the United States this year. But the fact is, from what the news is telling us, the number of people testing positive for coronavirus is skyrocketing across the country. And look, this is going to continue until Americans take the vaccine, which will be available in the spring. By the way, a second company now has come up with a coronavirus vaccine. First, it was Pfizer. Remember that? And now it's Moderna. They've come up with what they say is a vaccine that works 95% of the time, not 95% of the people who they've been testing it out on. And we're not going to get that vaccine for the majority of American people until next spring. They're looking at April. They figure in March and maybe February, sick people in America are going to get it, and the people who are the most vulnerable, which are people who are already sick, the elderly, and people who are obese.
That's cool. So you're saying the first vaccine, the Pfizer one, they said they had a 90% chance of, you know, the people who get it.
That it works.
And then the second one, this new company, is 95%, right?
That's what they say.
You know what works 99% of the time?
What's that?
Just chilling at home for a couple of days. 99% of the people that have gotten coronavirus have gotten over coronavirus. Well, so just chilling at home works 99% of the people, 99% of the people that got it.
Well, that's the thing. The recovery rate from this is around 99%. Some people say it's in between 97% and 99%, but I mean, I've always said on this show, no matter how many people in the United States they say have gotten coronavirus, you could multiply that number by 5 times. You could multiply that number by 10 times. Because I think, in my opinion, a lot more people have gotten coronavirus than we know about. And they went home and they rested and they got better in a few days.
Yeah, some people had it, didn't even know they had it. Some people probably felt like they had it but didn't want to get tested because they didn't want to lose days off from work. So there's a lot of people out there, and some people didn't want to get tested because they heard stories about, you know, being on lockdown and having to wear ankle monitors and not being able to fly. So I'm quite sure there are a lot of people out there who's never gotten tested, probably had it, but they would never know about.
But Coleman, the fact is that we see when people go out and get together, the numbers, the coronavirus positivity numbers, go up. I've been reading about different weddings. There was one wedding on Long Island in New York recently where they didn't wear masks and they didn't social distance, and a bunch of people who went to that wedding got it, and they spread it. They had to close down 6 schools soon after that wedding. And you know, that couple, I mean, especially the woman, the bride, I mean, the wedding day is the biggest day of a woman's life. They're ripping her to shreds up in New York City because of this. And I just read about another wedding somewhere else in the United States that they called a super spreader event.
But the number to look for isn't how many cases and how the cases are going up. The number we need to look for is how many cases are going up relative to the number of deaths. So it's
But the problem with that, Coleman, mm-hmm. is that the hospitals do not want to be overwhelmed. And most of the people that go to hospitals with coronavirus, they're not going to die. But they're still going to overwhelm the hospitals. I mean, right now in Utah, I know out in Salt Lake City, I mean, they're running out of beds. I know in El Paso, Texas, they've had to bring in large refrigerated trucks to put them in parking lots to store the dead bodies. I just read where they're paying some prisoners to come out of prison for $2 an hour and load up the dead bodies into the refrigerated trucks. The prisoners want to get paid by the body.
Bodies before or after they with the prison.
But the problem is when people go out, it's here. This virus is here. Even though most people survive, it still leaves some people out in the open to die. It leaves the most vulnerable in the categories that I mentioned. It leaves them just sitting ducks out in the open.
Yeah, but the people who are the most vulnerable aren't going to parades. They're probably not going out to Bourbon Street. The people that are the most vulnerable are going to be the most careful.
And as we've said on this show several times during coronavirus, don't those three groups of people, the elderly, the already sick, and the obese, don't they have to watch out every day for things anyways?
Yeah.
But the problem is, they're saying now the numbers are going up after Halloween weekend. It takes a couple of weeks. Now we've got Thanksgiving coming up, and then Christmas with people getting together, and we have states telling people they don't want people to celebrate Thanksgiving like they normally do. They only want you to celebrate Thanksgiving with the people who immediately live with you. So even though it doesn't kill most people, it's still here. So anytime there's going to be a large gathering of people, the coronavirus positive numbers are going to go up. That's not going to change until the vaccine is spread out to people all over the country this spring.
So in
February, when we should have had Mardi Gras, so right around then, if we're lucky, that's when the first group of people who we mentioned and first responders, people who work in hospitals, EMT workers, police, the people that deal with people, they're going to get the, and they're saying right now, if we're lucky, that'll start in February, some point in mid-February, but they're looking at March for that to start. And then, you know, the rest of America getting it sometime in April. So, I mean, so until then, anytime we go out, lots of people get together, we're going to see the numbers go up. And they do not want to overwhelm hospitals, which is starting to happen in different parts of the country. This totally sucks. And it looks like we're stuck in this spot for what, another 5 to 6 months?
See, should we just hide under our beds until spring? Should we just live in fear and not live our lives until spring?
Look, I don't want that. And since here in New Orleans, they make people wear masks everywhere they go, every building we go in, Everywhere we go, we have to have a mask on. And the way I look at it, if they're making us wear masks anyways, then why not open everything up?
Exactly.
But that's not happening. It's not happening anywhere. As a matter of fact, if you look at different parts of the country right now, Coleman, they are going back to the early days, and they are making businesses shut down. They're making restaurants and places close very early if they're letting them stay open at all. Some places, they're closing down schools.
I've heard some cases where people who have tested positive for coronavirus have no idea where they got it because they were following social distance guidelines. They were following the mask mandates. They were doing everything right by the book.
And they're still getting it.
And they're still getting it. So how?
Because it's a virus. It's here. It's not going anywhere.
Exactly. So if it's not going anywhere and there's nothing we can necessarily do about it until this vaccine comes, I mean, does that mean everything we've done in the past didn't help at all? The lockdowns and the phase one and phase two? Are they saying that it literally didn't do anything?
No, it helped some because they're saying, you know, the officials, the experts are saying it would have been a lot worse if we didn't do those things to mitigate the coronavirus issue.
All right. But see, the thing is, we can't tell. We can't tell until all of this is over with. Then we can look at it, you know, through 2020 vision. Retrospective is 2020. But right now, there's so many, you know, like moving the goalposts, so many rules and what the virus can do. And
it's going to be like this until the late spring of 2021. It totally sucks that we're stuck here like this for another 5 to 6 months. I mean, if you look at the news every night, I mean, it's just pandemic. And the hospitals around the country are worried about being overwhelmed. Look, I'm not happy about this. I mean, but do you agree that there shouldn't be any Mardi Gras parades this year? Because if there were Mardi Gras parades this year, the COVID-19 numbers, the positive numbers, will go up. I mean, is there any doubt in your mind about that? Last year's Mardi Gras, many people say, is what got this thing kicked off in New Orleans and made New Orleans one of the earliest hotspots for coronavirus in America. Text us if you agree or disagree with them canceling Mardi Gras parades. And as a matter of fact, when this announcement broke yesterday, there were lots of Mardi Gras crews who were in total shock. They said they'd been meeting with the tax cheat of a mayor, that she didn't say anything like this, and this news yesterday surprised them. Meanwhile, there are some Mardi Gras crews that have already bailed on 2021. I know the Crew de Vue, which was one of my favorite parades.
I know no matter what happens on Fat Tuesday, there will be somebody out there flashing their boobs for beads.
But I know Crew de Vue, and there were some others that said we're backing out of this year's 2021 upcoming Mardi Gras parades. Text us. Do you agree or do you disagree with this? Our number is 504-260-9595. Please do not text while you're driving. Keep your text short. And if it's good and adds to the show, we'll read it coming up next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Yesterday, the CEOs of Facebook and Twitter testified in Washington, D.C., about election interference before the Senate Horses Out of the Barn Committee. Coming up next, your texts on New Orleans canceling Mardi Gras parades for 2021 here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Yesterday here in New Orleans, at City Hall, the Idiot Box, they announced that there will be no Mardi Gras parades rolling this upcoming Mardi Gras because of coronavirus. And, you know, the Mardi Gras parades, this isn't the first time that they've been canceled. They've been canceled around a dozen times, maybe a little bit more than that, since they started. In the 163-year history of Mardi Gras, because it started in 1857, but a few years after that, they only had about four or five Mardi Gras parades, and then the Civil War happened, and they didn't have Mardi Gras parades from 1862 through 1865. So the Civil War was the first thing that stopped Mardi Gras parades from rolling. And then after that, there was a little bit of Spanish flu. I know there was yellow fever. Got a fever that stopped the Mardi Gras parades. World War One and World War Two stopped the Mardi Gras parades from rolling. The Korean War stopped Mardi Gras parades. And the last time the Mardi Gras parades did not roll was 1979, when the New Orleans Police Department went on strike. So, what, 42 years ago? And I'm not happy about this, but anytime people seem to get together, the coronavirus numbers, they tell us, go up. There are hospitals right now that are being overwhelmed in America, and it doesn't look like anything is going to change until the majority of Americans get the vaccine, and that's not going to be until next spring. So it looks like we're stuck here for the next 5 to 6 months. It totally sucks. We asked you to text us. Do you agree or disagree with what our tax cheat of a mayor said yesterday, canceling the Mardi Gras parades?
This text says, it doesn't matter what anyone believes. They will punish us if we don't obey them. But no, I'm not buying all of this, although the virus is real.
No, that texter has 1 foot in the hot end of the bathtub, and he's got another foot in the cooler end of the bathtub.
This text says, why take a vaccine with a 95% success rate for a virus that has a 99% survival rate? And one last one, while we got time. I agree Mardi Gras is silly anyway, except for the boobs. That's what Tony says.
Well, we appreciate it. I think most people agree. I could be wrong on this, but most people agree that this totally sucks. I know there are some locals that absolutely hate Mardi Gras. They hate it. They don't want to deal with the traffic. They don't want to deal with all of that. And there's some locals I know that just stay away from Mardi Gras. But the majority of the people around here, I mean, this is what we're known for. Think of the financial impact. I mean, look at the financial impact that coronavirus has already had on us here in New Orleans and on so many people, not only all over southern Louisiana, but all over the United States of America. This is just another a crippling financial blow, and this totally sucks. But I think most people agree, if you watch the news and pay attention to the news, these damn numbers just keep going up. And it sucks. All right, hey, coming up next on the show, we are going to tell you about this American woman who happens to be a sex worker who is earning lots of money. She can thank our United States military. We'll explain why. You know, some sex workers on the internet, they're doing really well during coronavirus. Wait to hear about this woman coming up here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Coleman, have you ever heard of the app, the website called OnlyFans?
Yes, I have.
That's a pornographic website, isn't it?
Not necessarily. Basically, if you have any kind of thing you want to sell and you have fans, it could be music videos, it could be porn. But if you have a talent and you can sell it directly to people and they have to subscribe to your account, so it could be workout videos, it could be, you know, fitness videos, it could be music videos. You could do music, you could write, anything, any kind of talent you have. But most people do use it for pornographic purposes.
I was going to say, from what I know about it and what I've read about it, it's a lot of times very attractive women have a lot of fans, and they watch them on the OnlyFans app or OnlyFans website. And by the way, I know there's a percentage of Americans who want men and women to be equal. They just want everything to be equal. But when it comes to getting naked on the internet and making money, it's a woman's world there. I mean, how many men, if you ask them, I mean, look what coronavirus has done to so many businesses, look what coronavirus has done to so many people's income, to their money. It has devastated many people. How many men, if you ask them, hey, if you could make thousands of dollars a month by going on the internet and getting naked, doing sex, how many men would say, oh, where do I sign up?
You sign up at OnlyFans. The thing is, how many people are willing to pay men?
That's my point. See,
right.
Hardly anybody. This is where it's a woman's world, and women, sex working women, who get naked on the internet and do sex on the internet, many of them make lots of money. This one sex worker, I just read this story about Coleman, says she's earning $35,000 a month thanks to the United States Army.
Cha-ching.
She's on OnlyFans. Her stage name is Quinfinite.
Let me write that down. Quinfinite.
Yeah, she's attractive.
All right. Quinfinite.
Her name is Quinfinite. And evidently, someone at Fort Bragg, the United States Army's Fort Bragg post there, they really like her there. I just read an interview with her that said, because of them, men in the United States Army at their Fort Bragg post, she's on track to earn $35,000 a month. Evidently, somebody down there found out about her OnlyFans page, mm-hmm. OnlyFans videos, and they spread it around to all the other U.S. Army men at Fort Bragg, and she can tell where her money's coming from. And she's thanking the United States Army at Fort Bragg because now she's making $35,000 a month.
The only reason that's making news is because the military's involved. They are just random chicks that work at McDonald's and Dairy Queen that have OnlyFans make a lot more than that a month, like $50,000 a month, $60,000 a month. They have good-looking women on OnlyFans. They screenshot how much they make and put it on Twitter. They brag about it. So that's actually low. That's kind of standard for OnlyFans model. So I think the only reason that's making the story is not because how much money she's making, but that the fact the military is involved in it, you know, she's thanking the servicemen. But other than that, they got women out there really making bank off this OnlyFans thing.
See, this is where men and women are different. Even though there's a segment of society that says, well, we should be treated the same, and which we should. I mean, you should treat everybody the same. But men and women, that's why those books were successful. One comes from Mars, the other comes from Venus. I think there's one with Uranus. We're different.
You think it's because men just have the disposable income to spend on stuff like this because of this quote-unquote wage gap, and if women made equal amount of money to men, they would probably spend that much money on men's OnlyFans?
Men like seeing attractive naked women. Women don't want to pay for that like men do.
They don't have to either. A man would just do it, just whip it out without the money, just for the bragging rights.
But how many men... I guess if some guys that were good looking and in really good shape, they could get naked. And if women weren't the ones that were paying to see them like that, maybe gay dudes would be the ones. But this woman, Quinfinite, on the OnlyFans app, the OnlyFans website, because of United States Army members at Fort Bragg, is making piles and piles of money, and all she has to do is sit in front of her webcam and get naked.
I wonder if it's gay if I started OnlyFans and took money from gay men. I wouldn't meet them anything.
I asked that question a while ago on this show.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
I mean,
I would do sex with the guys or meet these guys. But if they want to pay me money to see my body, I might have to consider it during these tough times. That doesn't make me gay, though, does it?
I think before you were a part of this show, Coleman. I think I asked that question. I said, if gay dudes looked at me naked on the webcam, would that make me gay? No, if you're not, that wouldn't make you gay. Because you're not doing any gay sex. You just have gay dudes looking at your naked body. And if you're making money to do that, well, ever since this news broke, it was the official Twitter account of the United States Army's Fort Bragg. I think that has been sidelined for a little while. Because there were a lot of people using that Twitter account to
see, every time something cool happens, somebody has to take it away, man. Here's this woman set to make a lot of money and doing a service for the servicemen, and somebody has, no, you can't do it. Man.
Yeah, she noticed the official Twitter account for Fort Bragg, which is the home of the United States Army's Airborne and Special Operations Command, had replied to her tweets with sexually charged messages in public view. The elite Army base's Twitter account commented on her pubic hair.
Oh, okay. Well.
And reacted to one of her nude images by suggesting that she and the Twitter account should engage in sexual acts. So someone from the Fort Bragg, U.S. Army's Fort Bragg Twitter account said that they should be doing sex with this woman named Quinfinite on OnlyFans.
Yeah, I can see how they could get, if the person who has is in charge of the Fort Bragg Twitter account also has their own personal Twitter account on the same device, I can see how he might have switched the toggles, because I have three Twitter accounts, one for Bayou, one for my own personal life, and another one for my Bayou personality, and I have to remember to switch ones and off when I want to reply.
Yeah, you
got to
be careful,
because I don't want to retweet something accidentally on Bayou's account. So I can see how
we don't want to see Coleman's junk on the Bayou Twitter
you do
account.
Not. Oh, wait, maybe
no,
you do.
No. I can speak for the majority of people. But how cool would it be if we could make thousands of dollars a month for just getting naked at home in front of our webcam?
It would be awesome
as guys. And when I talked about this before, I wouldn't care if it was gay dudes looking at me.
I would have to.
Their money is the same as everybody else's money.
Hey, ladies, if you're interested, let me know. Hit me up on a text if you would be willing to pay money to see. I'm trying to do a social experiment here to see if women really are down for the clown. Let's see what happens.
All right, hang out with us. That's not the dumbest thing what Coleman just said that I heard all morning. But we will tell you about the dumbest thing I read all morning coming up. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station. So, People Magazine just announced their annual Sexiest Man Alive. Every year, for a long time, People Magazine has their Sexiest Man Alive. And this year, it's actor Michael B. Jordan, not to be confused with the basketball legend, Michael B. Jordan. And look, I don't know how many black guys have won this before.
Three the last 2 years. This is third one in a row where a black person has won.
Is it?
Yeah.
At Goldman, what's interesting is, because of all the racial issues we've had this year in the United States of America, you thought people probably was under pressure to name a black man the sexiest man alive. You know, you're black.
Mm-hmm.
You should have put your picture into People Magazine.
I did, but Michael B. Jordan beat me. I think I came in 17th.
Oh.
He has more obliques and abdominal muscles than I do. That's what happened, because my beard got, it dropped me down to the teens.
He was in that movie Black Panther.
Yep.
He was also in the movie Creed.
Yeah.
The Rocky movie, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so, and he's been in some other movies as well. Well, congratulations to actor Michael B. Jordan.
I'm taking it next year. 2021 is my year.
He is the People Magazine Sexiest Man Alive for the year 2020. Coming up next, on the dumbest thing I read all morning. Oh boy, a guy with a toilet and a camera is involved. Not another toilet cam, man. Stay tuned for the dumbest thing I read all morning next here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock station. Good morning. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. Time now for me to tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. British Airways male steward put phone over cubicle door to watch man pee at London's Heathrow Airport. That would be another version of a toilet cam man. This guy got arrested for this.
You should have.
I mean, can you imagine you're sitting there behind a cell and someone looks at you and says, what'd you do, man? What'd you get arrested for? Well, I followed a dude into the bathroom, and with my cell phone video recorder, I put it over the closed bathroom door, stall door, and I recorded him urinating.
Wee-wee.
Could you imagine if that's what did it for you?
I can't imagine.
You know, this is a different form of a toilet cam man.
No, it's exactly the same thing. It's a toilet. It's a man that put a camera in the toilet. But it just so happens it's the men's bathroom instead of the women's bathroom.
No, but usually, Coleman, when we talk about toilet cam men, the men have already gone into the bathroom and they have secured a small video camera somewhere around the toilet. This is a toilet cam man who's using his own cell phone by sticking his hand over the door of the closed door of the stall and recording.
Oh, he's a rookie.
So, but this is another toilet cam man. A British Airways steward, a male steward, has been fined 800. This happened in London, England, so I think that's 800 pounds.
Or francs, whatever.
And, I mean, after he got arrested for this, his penalty was he was fined $800, and he was put on the sex offenders register. He has to register as a sex offender.
Well, he should.
After using his phone to peer over a cubicle door and watch a man urinate at London, England's Heathrow Airport. And the guy's name is Andrea, too. Well, because he's from Spain. He lives in Spain. He's a Spanish man. Mm. It's not Andrea. It's Andrea Sesqui. He was spotted by his victim. So his victim must have looked over his shoulder while he was standing there urinating, unless he sat down to pee, and then all he had to do was look up. The British Airways male steward was spotted by his victim, who confronted him and eventually tracked him down with police, thanks to help of other British Airways staff. So imagine that.
It couldn't have been hard. I'm quite sure when the victim told his story, everybody kind of knew who he could have been. Oh, it's Andrea.
Like, oh, yeah.
It couldn't have been like a hard find.
You think that's what it was?
Yeah. Like, it had to be Andrea.
So Andrea knew, and then he took off. But evidently the victim saw that he was wearing a British Airways uniform or outfit. And so they went. He went to other British Airways employees and said, hey, which one of the guys who are wearing a uniform like yours would video record someone urinating? Because I just saw someone.
Dude, I understand that people that have...
I know, Coleman, I know it's different strokes for different folks, and it takes all different things to make the world go around, and there are different things that turn different people on, but I could not imagine if that's what got me sexually excited was video recording people, watching people go to the bathroom.
And that's the thing. And the people that have these kind of problems is so insatiable. Like, they have to do it. This dude couldn't even take off his work uniform. Like, he had to do it in his work uniform where he was easily identifiable. If you're going to be this kind of a creep or a perv, at least do it in your street clothes so you don't identify like, oh, this guy works at Taco Bell. You know what I mean?
To me, that's like a beautiful woman, scantily clad or naked or fully dressed, beautiful, standing in front of a man. And the man makes a beeline for her feet.
Yeah, but if a man did that with the feet, it's not like an insatiable thing where he had to, like, he'll pull out a camera and all that. See, what we're talking about here isn't the type of thing that these people are into. It's how bad they want it that they can't contain themselves. You know what I mean? Like, even though it's a weird fetish, some of these people can't contain their excitement.
They have to get it.
And that's the part that bothers me about, like, the lack of willpower.
And, you know, whenever we've talked about toilet cam men before on the show, again, this is something that seemingly only men do. I can't ever remember talking about a woman who got in trouble, who got arrested for video recording people on the toilet. I mean, on the toilet. And whenever we've talked about this, I always bring up one of the inventors of rock and roll. Chuck Berry was a toilet cam man. He got in trouble. I mean, he was really, really into watching women go to the bathroom. I mean, I'm talking number two and everything. I mean, this guy, anyways, I could not imagine if that's what it took to get me excited. I would probably want to kill myself.
Well, luckily, that's not what you're into, John.
No. Anyways, the British Airways male steward who got arrested for putting a phone over a cubicle door to watch a man pee at London's Heathrow Airport. Man, what a way to throw things away, your career and everything else. It's the dumbest thing that I read all morning.
You are so dumb. You are really dumb, for real.
Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock station.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.